Women, it's Women's Month. I love powerful women that are unafraid to say, hey, get off my neck, get out my space, move over here. You know, I want my money. I love all those women that aren't afraid to speak about something that everyone's scared to step on. You know what I mean? I wish I had the boldness that they have. So I do what I can to support them, retweet. When I see them, I say, thank you. Mm-hmm. And they say, thank you for the music. So I'm doing something. It may not be what they're doing, or
we're all doing something.
But we're doing something.
Sit back, relax, and welcome Lettucey to Naked.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with every champion and carry champions to be a champion. Got a champion and carry champion, and girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Hey, everybody, welcome to a new edition of Naked. It is Women's History Month, and I just want to do a couple of things. I want to shout out a couple of women. And you know what? I want to shout out myself. I want to thank myself. Thank you, Niecy Nash, for reminding us that we should just thank ourselves. Life is one of these things that make you laugh, and it also can be, obviously, for many people, really difficult. And I think oftentimes a conversation that me and my girlfriends have often is, as a Black woman, we don't feel seen or heard. And depending on who you're talking to, if you're talking to someone who's not a Black woman, they may roll their eyes. They're like, what does that mean? And it means that we could be doing the same job that our male counterpart is doing, or we could be doing the same exact work that our white female counterpart is doing, but we often don't feel acknowledged, and we often feel like our words fall on ears that are not listening, right? They're just like deaf. No one wants to hear it. And I see all these wonderful women in certain spaces that have these titles with their jobs. But I also know, as we celebrate Women's History Month, that these jobs and these big titles that some people have, like I'm the CEO of this or the COO of that, rarely do Black women have those titles with the power. And what I mean is, you give it to me because it looks good. But when I try to assert my power, I am not allowed to assert my power. There's an asterisk. Okay, you may be the CMO, the chief marketing officer for a company, but now you're doing something that is really out of your range, and we can't trust you. So we're going to let your other counterpart, your white male counterpart or your white female counterpart, have a little more power than you do. And it's unfortunate. So I just want to give a shout out to all women as we celebrate Women's History Month. But I want to give a special love, some special love to my sisters in the struggle. I see you. I know you. I feel you, even if I don't know you. But what I do know, if I'm being honest with you, the underlying feeling of I want more, I deserve more, I need to be acknowledged is real. And I encourage you not to give up. I encourage you to stay focused. I encourage you to get through it all, to focus on the good in life, if you will, to focus on what's good. Because if I'm complaining, there's someone looking at me saying, you're complaining about the stuff you dreamed about. This was all a dream at one point, Carrie. So how the heck are you complaining? And I understand, like I said, it's tiring, but I encourage you all to focus on the good this month, the good that you've been able to do, the good that you've been able to accomplish, the good that is still yet to come. And that is real. And with that being said, I'm leading into our next guest because she is doing that with her latest album. She is focusing on the good. Can you imagine? Y'all know Ledisi. And if you don't, I don't know where you've been. But when I tell you to download her latest album, to listen to her past albums and play it in your house, play it in your car, her music is healing. It makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you, even if it is a sad topic, you're still like, I can get through. It's calming. And we need calm in this day and age. Trust me, we really, really do. And because it is Women's History Month, we are going to talk about what I believe is one of our great singers. She is not only a singer, she's an actress. She's played the likes of a Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Mahalia Jackson in Selma, if you saw Selma. It takes someone with a crazy amount of fortitude to say, I'm going to use my voice to recreate those greats. Gladys Knight, Mahalia Jackson, Patti LaBelle, are you kidding me? You know how intimidating that has to be for a singer to say, I can do what they do? Well, she does it, and she does it well. She's also a professor at the Berklee School of Music. And I'd like to call her an activist. She doesn't necessarily live in the political atmosphere, but she's an activist at her core, a musical activist, an activist for the culture, an activist for the people. She is a Renaissance woman in every single way. And she is here today on Naked to talk about her journey and her latest album, Good Life. Everybody, sit back, relax, turn up the volume. And I already know what you're about to say. There's so many commercials. You can fast forward those commercials so you can get right to this juice. This education, this TED Talk she's about to give us. Sit back, relax, and welcome Ledisi to Naked. I normally just start with an origin story because what I'm really interested in when I meet people that are really talented, I'm always curious about how that talent was fostered. When did they know they have had that certain talent? And I'm reading your story, and you come from a musical family. And I'm curious, because you talked about this as a kid, you remember your mother singing and performing. And I want to know, when you're 7 or 8 years old, because I usually think that's when we know we want to do something. Maybe take me back to when you were 7 or 8 years old as a child growing up in a musical household. How did you know you had a talent?
My mom was my Michael Jackson, right? Mm. She was the person that I cared about. Her opinion mattered to me most because I saw her do what I wanted to do. So when she approved it, then it felt good. And the other reason is I got more friends when I started to sing. I was like, oh, I can make friends. I can use this to make friends. So I knew my voice had a ring to it that would just ring out and make people change or do something nicer. It calmed things. So that's when I knew I had something. What it was, I don't know. You don't know at 7 or 8. You just know when you use whatever that bell is to make people calmer or nicer or react or feel, then I did. I knew I want to use this gift.
So did your mother say to you when you were little, sing what I sing, hum? When do you start singing? When do you just say, oh, that sounds good? Because that's a gift that everyone wants. Everyone wants to learn how to sing. You sing in the shower. I would love. And then I learned quickly. There was no singing for me ever in my life. So when did you know that you at such a young age had something special? Did you just start singing because you heard your mom sing?
I don't know. I don't remember the reason. My mom said I just one day in the kitchen, because we sang a lot in the kitchen. Well, my mom did. I just, in New Orleans, I just started singing Reasons out the blue. Wow. She didn't know I knew the song. I didn't tell them I could sing. My mom is not the stage mom. She didn't force anything. She didn't say, sing this, sing back to me. We didn't do any of that. She just let it happen. And so naturally, one day I just started singing and everybody looked and they didn't know that I could sing. What? My mom was like, you just sang Reasons by Earth, Wind, & Fire like Phillip Bailey and hitting all the notes on pitch, because she's very particular. She's a Capricorn, so she's like,
yeah.
Born on the 1st of January. She's real particular about every little thing. She said, you were on pitch, you real tiny sitting in your seat and just wailing. And I was like, wow, those notes are high. On Reason,
to say the least. And you just started singing and she didn't even know you knew the song, and everyone stops in their tracks and they look at you like, wow, this is special.
Yeah, so I became that family member where they, baby, get up and sing.
Get up and dance. For me, it was read the church program because you can read well. Get on and do that. Big words I couldn't even pronounce. So I understand that. I think that is really special. I also know that you just said something. Your voice calms people. So when I play your music in my house, like on the speakers, my house feels warm. It feels welcoming. It feels like I could leave it all day. I could clean. I could walk. I could talk. I could be on the phone. I can do errands. Do you believe that's a God-given gift?
Absolutely. There's no afterthought about that. It's definitely not of my doing entirely. I am doing the work, but it comes from a special place because there are days I don't know how I'm doing what I do. I had a friend come to my rehearsal, our final tour rehearsal. We've been best friends a long time, and he still goes, I don't know how you do.
Mm-hmm.
He studies music. He knows the voice, but he says, you're an alien. You can do the things you do. And I say, well, I said, I don't feel like it. I'm working hard. And he's like, I'm like doing the same amount of work as everybody else. But he's like, no, but you look so relaxed when you do it. You look so calm. I said, no, there's a fire alarm under my armpits. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm nervous all the time.
Interesting.
I want to be like anybody else. I want to do a great job and kick butt at what I do. It's like a workout. I give a lot. That's why at the end, I'm like, I don't know what else to give, but I just gave a whole bunch. You know what I mean? And I don't get the opportunity to do it small. Everything I do is with great intention.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm connected to another source. I call it God, that comes and I honor all the spaces and people that came before me, as well as myself and my parents, you know, legacy. So I have a point to prove, which is I belong here and I'm here to help with using my craft. That's what the greats did. You know, Mahalia, when she spoke, she helped Martin. When she sang, she helped the movement. When Marian Anderson, same thing. She was the first to create a moment for a movement. We all, my kind of singers, that's what we do. We have God only gives it to certain people to do that. So I know what I have. It took me a while to just go ahead and accept it, because it comes with enormous amount of pressure to be a certain way. You know, you don't get an off day.
When you say it took you a while to accept it, that is a radical acceptance of what you have. Why did it take you a while to accept it? Was there too much pressure associated with it? Or maybe you felt like you felt pressure to do something different, to have a different type of music, to give a different music?
None of that. It was more so people's perception of the box they want to keep you in. It was external. It's like when we love something, if only they would just stay here and do this, because I love what they do here. Mm-hmm. But a voice like mine belongs everywhere that I could possibly go. It doesn't belong in one space, but I do honor where I started. I honored the root and all that stuff. But I think I get nervous about titles. You know, that those things bother me with my voice.
What are the titles that make
you? Oh, you're only an R&B singer. That's why I did Letticy Sings Nina. You're not really a jazz singer because you do R&B, but I do jazz. I can scat just like every instrument that I love, you know? I started there. That's how I made a living to pay bills. You know what I mean? Nobody wanted to hear me sing R&B, and I'm a horrible background singer, so that didn't work for me. I tried. But anyway, I don't know what else I'm talking about. I haven't eaten yet, but I'm here.
That's okay. Me too. I'm starving. But I work better that way. Otherwise,
exactly.
I get the itis if I am like, girl, I'll be asleep during this interview. I think that what you said was really powerful. They want to put you as an R&B singer, but a voice like yours belongs in so many places because it's necessary, because it does have this healing, this calming, this happiness. And oftentimes, I say this about comedians, those who make us happy always usually are the ones that may suffer because it's torture. Do you ever deal with that? Like, your music makes people so happy, but sometimes you're not happy. Like, you could put you could put out album after album. I think you've been nominated, I think, 12 times for a Grammy. I think 12 times for a Grammy.
I think it's more, but I can't remember.
Tasha. My God. I think it's 12 or 14. Like 14. Between 12 and 14. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Want to make sure I get that right.
It doesn't matter. It's been a lot.
It's been a lot. And that means you resonate with people. Do you find it hard to be the one that makes everyone smile in the room or feel good in the room?
I feel like I have songs that are chaotic. There's some dysfunctional tunes. What happens is it feels so good.
Yeah.
You're missing the message.
100%. 100%.
I feel I'm telling all the human experience. I'm not avoiding it. I don't have. See, what's funny is this album, Good Life, I got to talk about it because I had the least amount of connection to it in a personal way.
Oh, okay.
I actually felt like the fight was trying to be personal in it instead of just releasing that and writing as a songwriter, write about human experience, create a story like how I do when you're acting, get to create a story or a character that's going through something. And I had to do that in order to be involved in this project. Normally I put myself more in it. This time I couldn't.
Is this the only album that you've done that particular approach? Is this the only album you've done that with Good Life?
Majority of the biggest amount. The wild card, I did it a little bit. I started understanding what it means to be a songwriter.
Interesting.
And I carried it over into this because it was hard to be. We don't have anything interesting going on here. It's like our life is our life and like regular people, you know,
sure.
We're missing about us moving.
Yes. I want to hear about that.
It's kind of boring.
Day to day. What you going to eat? What you going to cook?
I'm exactly. with you. Yeah.
I was like, these are real problems. I don't know if you know, in California, my leak started leaking. My roof was leaking.
The rain. Yeah,
the rain. I was like, can someone give me a song about this? This is that people want to hear about. What are we doing?
Jesus. He didn't have anything. So I was like, let me think about human experience and dysfunctional chaos. And, you know, good life is to me about getting through. It's not it's the messy parts. It's beautiful part, but it's how you got through it. How did you get through things? You know, we don't talk about that
at all, and we're not transparent. But for me, music has been revolutionary. It is an act of resistance. It is my advocacy. It gives me the words that I don't have when I'm like, I feel that. I feel what you said, but I didn't have the words for what you said.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. And girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
I wonder, is it difficult to make that transition to acting? You've made it seem seamless, although. Play Gladys Knight, Mahalia Jackson, I understand that. Patti LaBelle, I believe. Was that difficult for you? Because it seems to me when you sing from your soul and then someone gives you words to say, that they don't go together. Those two things just don't go together to me. One seems more authentic and one seems more performed. But you are a performer. You are, you know, so is it difficult to transition?
It was. And when I was learning it on my own, but having an acting coach understands, and then working with Billy Porter in theater, that was an experience, life changing. He said, you're a singer and they don't teach you how to transfer that over into theater.
Mm-mm.
He taught me some things. Chester Gregory, my acting coach, taught me a lot of things. He said, what would you do? What would Lettucey do? Would Lettucey say it like that?
Mm-hmm.
He always says, good. Can we have some realness in that? I want the Lettucey to do it. Now be the character.
Mm.
You know what I mean? How would Lettucey do it? We want authenticity, as natural and like you would do it. And that's how I think. I just add the extra components on top of it. And Billy was the same way. But they weren't taught that. They had to learn it because they're, and also classes help understanding. It's like a song. The same way I sing it is the same way I would say it.
Yeah.
But as like a conversation, like you and I.
Yeah. Do you like working with other actors?
Yeah.
You do. Is there an actor that you work with that you're like, this person I'm in awe of? Or is there an actor that you want to work with?
Oh, man. I would love to. It's more of writers for me. I want to work with writers. Actors, definitely. I'm still learning that world, but it's really writing that I love the most. The writing I get, I'm becoming a fan of even more how things are written. Word. I would love to get lessons from Divine. She's incredible. Seeing her in different roles and has been amazing how she approaches her characters, meaning the little nuances she does. It's just beautiful. I love this lady named Kimberly Gregory. She's one of my favorites. She's not as popular as everybody, but she's just incredible.
She's a writer and an actor?
She can write, but she's a great actress. Yeah.
What is she on?
She did some stuff on The Chi.
Oh, okay.
She also did, I can't remember all her stuff right now, but she's incredible. I she's like divine to me. It takes a while for the greats to get seen, and it's Divine's time now, but she's been great long before everybody caught up.
Did you read Viola Davis's book?
No, not yet.
And by read, I mean download on audio, because I don't be reading like that. So I don't want you to just read the pages. Like my really good friend who I think you know, Jamel Hill, she loves to tell me to read.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's like, my girl, I'm about to download this book and we can talk about it later. But Viola talks about the craft of acting in such a special way. And the biography, it was arguably one of the best. That's why it was a New York Times bestseller. Just the poverty she came from and how she uses a lot of that trauma in what she does. How would you describe your life? Has there been pain, like personally, that really you were able to create some great music? Because everyone got mad when Mary J. Blige started to heal, we didn't get what we needed. We were like, Mary, how are you going to heal and not give us the music we need? Because we out here in the streets dealing with these trifling Negroes.
You are funny.
And we need it. Now you all healed and rich and healthy. I guess we need that.
We don't need that. You want
the, you know, you want I'm being
the edge. You want the edge. I get it. my friends used to say back in the day, ooh, you mad tonight? Ooh, it's going to be a good show.
Ooh, it's going to be good. You got something to say. Ooh, I'm mad at him. Wait till I get out there.
You know, I write it in songs. My earlier work, I was more raw with it. But now I'm more poetic as I've gotten older, because I hold information for myself now and work out my trauma in different ways. You know,
what do you mean you hold information for yourself? You don't give it to us?
don't give it to you guys. I don't think people want to hear all that. I mean, maybe they do on podcasts now, but that's, you know, certain things I just work it out on my own.
Yeah. And that was a season, as that was a season for Mary, right? It's a season and it's okay.
Yeah. But it does make great music. Yeah, I can't lie. Cause all right. Trauma. Okay. How am I pay these dang on bills? What am I going to do? So it's like survival mode. You know what I mean? Back in the day. So I get it. And it does help because someone else is going through it. And I think that's why people relate to my music.
100%.
But Good Life on the song, Good Life, the actual song, I was exhausted. And you hear it. I say it. I throw up my hands. Thank you for this life. Blessings over me. I try to think positive about it. I don't know. I'll cry till there's no more tears. Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, I'm done. I'm depleted. I don't know what else to do but surrender. Mm-hmm. So help make this work. I'm still grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted.
That's right. I'm tired. So I put
those little things in the music and say the truth. And then on another song, I say about like we always gaslight each other.
In what way?
Like when we talk about relationships, I'm talking about if you're going to be here. If you're not, then move out the way so I don't waste my time, you know, because you can't get time back.
Can't get my
it's
time
all
back.
We have. So we want to use our time preciously and choose who we want there to enjoy our time with whomever. But there are people that come in and they get in the way. So be honest about it. And that's why I love getting older, because you can just say whatever you want to say.
That's right.
Worry about the consequences. Like, I just need to know so I can go ahead.
Don't waste my time. I don't have it. I got life to live.
So maybe I'm working it out that way.
Yes. That's what I said. That's another way of it. It's the same, but it's just a much more mature, curated way of saying what you feel. But it also reflects where you're at, I think, in your life, too. Like what you've been through. You're like, I don't have the time to cry. And who want to cry and fight? You won't do that all the time. But it does give you, you know, that great music. But it can manifest in different ways. Is there an artist that you would never work with again, but you wouldn't say their names? Have you ever experienced?
Wait.
I just said it very casually, like, no big deal. There's a story behind this, too, because...
Listen, if I was as brave as you, I just cannot.
You were like, you don't have to say a name, but you're like, yeah, no, I was working on this project. I'm like, I ain't fooling with him no more or her. I have that about people in my field. Like as a journalist, I'm like, I don't feel like I respect what they do. They're the greatest. I can't.
Obviously, I have had a person's number and I've called over and over.
Oh, I hate that.
Be able to work with them and they are incredible in their own right. And I'll just keep calling to try to, you know, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't respond. But when you see them in person, oh, here's the same number. And hey, call me here. And you do the same cycle, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I've totally let go of all that kind of stuff.
That's gaslighting, but that's also a compliment because to your talent and who you are. And they don't
you think?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
I don't know whether it is.
When someone's like, we should get together and then, or we should do this and we should do that. That's a compliment. I take it as a compliment. When someone says,
I love that.
That's a compliment. She's like, I'm gonna, or he's like, or whomever is like, I don't know the person. They know what you are. And maybe perhaps their shine could bring more shine to you, or perhaps your shine would outshine them. But whatever it is, that is, you're not thinking that way. You just want to do art. You want to, but for that to like you, it's a calculated thing. You know what I mean? Like you can't keep coming to me saying let's work together, and then, or I keep coming to you saying let's work together. Or I call you and ignore me, and then every time you see me, like stop it. Don't be that way.
Now I just avoid the dialogue. And
correct. Like it's not even time. Okay, I appreciate that. I love you for that because there's just no need. I ain't fooling with you. Okay,
I don't have time for that. Yeah.
Last night you talked about writers. Last night. When this podcast air on Monday, it will be Thursday night. Thursday night, Issa Ray had a party called Where the Black People At. This is why you love her, because the party is called Where the Black People At. And it was just a casual thing, right? Tons of people show up. I see this man that I've had a crush on forever. He's a writer. I have a crush on him forever. To your point, like we DM, we exchange, we be DMing, be exchanging. He be hearting, I be hearting. Then I see this fool in person and he's like, what? I have no, what? And I was like, see, now I don't like you. He's trying to pretend like he doesn't remember any of our exchanges. And I was like, I was about to upgrade your life. It is over. You are real Hollywood. I don't respect that. I want you to be who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, every time.
Every time, because we're too old for that. You're too old for that. We're too old for that, to your point. And I just was like, I get it. So I know what you're feeling in this in case. It wasn't like he was just whatever. But I don't know why I told you that story.
There was but I love it. I love it. You were like, what is going on?
I was like, it was a reason. I forgot. I downgrade. I'll come back to that. Oh, it was the writing of it all. But he's still an amazing writer. And you said you're interested in working with amazing writers. Is there some movie that you've seen this award season where you felt like the writing was phenomenal? I want to work with this writer.
American Fiction was incredible.
It was beautifully
written. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Why did you like American Fiction? What did it give you? I saw it too. I love it. But I want to know.
I like the comedic. I like the comedy. I like the honesty of it. I like the ending a lot. And I love the actors, the delivery of it. You can tell where it's, some of it is just more natural. You can tell the writer made space for them to play. And Erica is everything. I love seeing Erica in this. It was different because she did. She had moments that weren't funny that I liked. I hadn't seen that part of her in a long time. So
I agree. I love that they made her a girlfriend. I love that she was sexy and all the things. I was like, I want more of that for us.
Yeah.
Do you think that you will, and of course you will, but I know that a lot of the roles where people have seen you, you've played other actresses, you've played other singers. Would you want to do something that's a crazy departure? From what would be a crazy departure for you?
I would love to play someone completely dysfunctional and mean and comedy. I would love. Like a someone who's loudmouth, that auntie that come in the room and cut up. I would love to play that. That you're like, shh, don't say that. Like,
I see that.
I would love to be that. Anything that has to do with being boisterous. I love that and unexpected.
Are you the opposite of that in your life?
Am I the opposite of that? I'm that way with my band. I cut up with my band. Yeah. But not in front of a bunch of people. You know, I'm from New Orleans. We classy.
Okay. Yeah, you classy. Do you consider yourself an introvert around other people? Are you shy when you're in a different room?
Sometime until you get to know me, but I'm a little bit of both. I've had to become a little bit of both because you can't just sit in the corner and watch people. You have to get out there and talk to folks. So I do that a lot. A lot more better. I think the 2020 taught me how to be more sociable.
Okay.
Out of like,
wow,
to my audience, and because you couldn't reach them any other way. So I had to be on the internet. The internet is what scares me the most. Like this Zooming stuff, that's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. But I do it anyway and try to have personality in the box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm a laugher. I love laughing loud. I love hanging out. I'm that part of the, everybody loves seeing that. And I cuss a little bit. You know what I mean? People love seeing that.
Yeah.
I posted this little clip of me cussing in the studio. Everybody was like, but I'm grown. I cuss. You know what I mean? It's like it happens.
We're loud. I still love the Lord.
Look, okay, I'm going to heaven. I'm still going to heaven. But I cut up a little bit, and that's my thing. And people are shocked when I say, yeah, I can sing. They're like, really? Yeah, it's not being arrogant. It's just saying, that's what I do.
I'm a
that's
singer.
What people call me to do.
And I'm a sing with an A. I can sing. You don't sing. You can do all of that.
Yeah. And then teaching is fun, too. I love when teaching, I'm direct with teaching, too. I don't mess around with that stuff.
What do you mean when you teach other people to sing?
when I teach at Berklee College of Music, right? I teach with the Jazz and Gender Justice, which is a program out of Berklee College of Music that Terry Lynn Carrington founded, a Grammy Award winning professor. She's incredible too. Musician. She likes to make sure there's diversity with women in musicianship and in music spaces, behind the scenes, in front, and whatever. But she's the one that helped me become a professor there. And we teach Africana studies. We teach master classes with singing. We teach about legends, you know, that came before me and all the things I feel that singers need to learn how to perform and own their space in the world and not feel timid about it. Just be unapologetic and stand in your space and go, bleh. You know what I mean? This is who I am. Here it comes. And because everybody thinks their imperfections, that's the first thing they focus on is this era. Because of social media, like you got to be perfect. It's like, no, your imperfections make you who you are. Mm-hmm. So just be that. My other teacher said I shouldn't sing here. I said, why not? This part of your voice, use it for something else. Move it out the way. Maybe it doesn't work for this style of music, but save it for something else. I use every part of my voice and they're shocked, you know, but I'm the rebellious one. I'm very rebel. Like I don't follow the rules that great, but people don't know that about me because you're not hanging out with me. You don't see how I teach or move. You just see this record. You know what I mean? And I'm not always online to show that part.
And whether it's intentional or not intentional, because I don't think you have to put everything on social media. I don't think every moment that you have is meant for social media, although society today will tell you that. But I've always thought that music was the biggest for our culture, for Black folks especially, one of the biggest ways in which we advocate for ourselves and tell people how to fight the justice and I'm Black and I'm proud. You know what I mean? Do you consider yourself an advocate?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Absolutely. In wellness, in balance, that chaos is real. Messy is real. I advocate. You don't know that I advocate. My closest friends know, my musician friends know. They see me behind the scenes advocating. I don't show that part of me. I'm like, I guess how they said Prince was, where he does stuff and they just now finding out about it. I'm one of those kind of people. Like, I don't have to brag about my advocacy. I was shocked. I did an interview and someone found out about it. You know what I mean? And they're like, I was like, oh, we're talking about that. I didn't know. You know, I advocate for musicians' rights and I advocate for, you know, with the Recording Academy for the youth and making sure there's balance between the old school and new school, making sure everybody is seen and heard, not just being relevant all the time. Sometimes it's not about that. It's about the quality of the work. Well, for me, it's always about that. And preserving history. I love history and people. And I don't know. I just think I'm an advocate in my own way, kind of like how Mahalia was. Mm. Put up her money where she needed to. She sang the songs to unite people. Same thing Bob Marley did. Same thing Marion did. Same thing so many others have done to unite people or to ignite people or to make people think about how they feel about things or say the things they can't say. And I have to remind some of the elders, look, it's wild out here. We need to talk about those things. Nothing's wrong with it. It's here. So let's let them talk about it. Or I'll say it. But I'll say it in a different way than the other person will. But it needs to be said, you know. And they're like, well, that's too this. I said, I love it. We need all of us, all of the things out there to find out what it is and see, you know, is it hurting us or is it not? That's why I just love what I do. I add a space of safety. I'm not judging you. Be who you are. Do what you do. But remember, there's a root to you too. What's your history? What's your legacy? What are you leaving behind? What will that say about your line of family members? I still trust and love that part of us. So I'm holding on to it. And a lot of other people are, but I don't judge. That's not my theme. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion, and girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
As an activist, if you had a title, people love titles, you don't have to have one. But would you call yourself a musical activist, a political activist, an activist in general? Do you live in all of these spaces? I did a quick, and this is quick when I tell you it wasn't deep, but I did a quick little deep dive, and I noticed that you follow so many of my really good girlfriends, and they are about Fight the Power, to the P-O-W-E-R. And I thought to myself, well, this is of interest. This is she cares. She sees, you know, the distance from where we were and where we need to go.
Women, it's Women's Month. I love powerful women that are unafraid to say, hey, get off my neck, get out my space, move over here. You know, I want my money. I love all those women that aren't afraid to speak about something that everyone's scared to step on. You know what I mean? I wish I had the boldness that they have. So I do what I can to support them, retweet. When I see them, I say, thank you. Mm-hmm. And they say, thank you for the music. So I'm doing something. It may not be what they're doing,
but that's, we're all doing something.
But we're doing something.
Amen.
So
amen,
when they're there, I support and I say it out loud so they see my face and my eyes. I love you. Thank you. And there are days I've needed them. I be on the other side of the screen. Yes, girl, say it. Please. Because I it's like, is anybody else going to say that this woman is hurt? This yeah. woman has been wronged. Is anyone going to stand up for this woman like mm-hmm. we do when it's the Black man? Are we going to help Black women? I love Black women. I love our just, we don't, no BS.
We are the moral conscience of this whole damn country. We Ooh. Have taken care of their children. We have raised them. We have stood by our man. And still, no one is speaking for us if we don't speak for ourselves. And it is so frustrating. So when you say that, and yes, it is Women's History Month, but when I talk about the special sauce that we bring to everything Ooh, that we do,
come on.
Your music, which is healing. Fiery. You know, I'm just like, we do it like none other. And with that, I just think to myself, I see what she's saying. I feel what you feel, and you are necessary and you're important. And I will say this just as a fan, if you don't feel that, know that there are so many of us who are thinking that, who have said that, and who are sending you that energy.
I promise you, I feel it all the time. Even when I, just a phone call, mm-hmm, a little mm-hmm. text means everything to me. Mm-hmm. There, I don't feel the heavy anymore. Mm-hmm. I just remind people the heavy was there. Keep going, like a little post here and there. But my Black circle of women, the Black women around me,
yes.
they don't play. They
don't cut.
Girl, they tell you the truth. Hey,
the truth.
Blah, blah, blah. You know,
uh-huh.
I just got off the phone before we talked with Queen Anita Baker. She's so proud of me. She had to call. I said, you don't have to call. She's like, no, I need you to know. Listen, I need you to know. I'm so proud of you. You're doing your work. You're doing the real work.
You're healing people.
You're healing, and you're saying the things that need to be said. You know, yeah. somebody needs this today.
Amen. So amen.
Everything coming from her, because her music, man.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got this.
You're cleaning up the house on a Saturday, Mama. Okay. Sweep this carpet because you can't. You might vacuum a penny, so you can't use the vacuum. So I had to.
Sweep. No, you had to sweep.
Yeah. And tell me, Anita got me through. And then you didn't do it right. You didn't get the corners. I feel okay. I feel it. Wait, no, and there's just something special about the Black woman who understands that.
It's so great.
Your latest album, congratulations. You deserve, you deserve, you deserve. And that has been my mantra for all my favorite, for all my Black women, period. Not all my
favorite. I'm going to say that to you now.
Amen.
Crap out of you.
Yeah, you deserve.
Deserve.
What do you want when people go out and buy this album or listen to this album? What do you want them to take away if you had a message?
It's about getting through it. Mm-hmm. Just get through, feel good, and find the good in every moment of it.
Good life.
Even when it's chaotic. What is good about this, though? What have I learned? What can I do better? And get through it. The messy parts, the beautiful parts, and yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself better than I have a husband. I love him. He loves me great, but I gotta love me. You know, I gotta like, girl, you so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I gotta be constantly loving on myself and giving myself time. So that I want for anybody, male, female, whatever. Love yourself as you are.
Let us see. We love you as you are. We're letting you go. Thank you for being so patient and being so kind with us today. We will obviously meet again. I feel like I manifest this. I'm going to bump into you somewhere and just roll up on you. Don't be surprised.
Absolutely.
Don't be surprised. I'll be loud. Hey, girl.
Look how comfortable I am. Done. Did better.
It's gonna be like that. It's gonna be a reunion. Thank you. It's gonna be a family reunion.
So glad I got to meet you.
I am too. I appreciate you. You are so fun.
Thank you.
You are a blessing. Thank you so much for coming on Naked. You were beautiful and naked. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
You guys, she's a Kiki. I may have edited some of that stuff out, but she is a Kiki. Like, we had a really good time and I enjoyed her. She is a real, real, real woman. What a refreshing thought to have, right? Like, have you ever met someone and you walk away feeling, oh, they're authentic, they're genuine. And in this world, it's so rare because we often feel like we need to perform. And we do, right? We do need to perform a little in our jobs. We do need to perform a little bit in our lifestyles. We do need to perform a little bit on social media. That is the name of the game. You don't have to play it to a certain extent, but there is some part of that that comes with the job nowadays. You can't just sit at home and mind your business. This daggone internet made it difficult. But it is her 11th album. It is out today. And I need, as in, listen to it right now. Go buy it today as you hear this podcast today and support what she's doing. She's an independent artist. She has freedom, but with that freedom comes more responsibilities. You heard her talk about being an activist for other artists. She's talking about legacy and what it means. When people talk about legacy, it's important to know where you've come from and what you're leaving behind. And she does. She does know that. She has given credit to Nina Simone as a huge influence on her life. If you're not familiar with Nina Simone, get your education. Again, legacy. Because everything that's happening in our world today with art, with music, with people that you might know and love, there was someone who influenced them who was doing it exactly the way that they are doing it, just with the newfound twist of today. Legacy is important. And I appreciate Letacy for being here on Naked today. Again, go out and support this sister. We're wrapping it up. I'll be back next week. Again, tell some woman you love her. It's Women's History Month. Give somebody a shout out. Cash App somebody. Cash App me. Celebrate us. So Cash App the Naked Crew. I'll send it out to the women that are on. It's Women's History Month. What we doing? Give us a dollar. A Starbucks card. You know what I mean. You get what I'm saying. Have a great day. Talk to y'all soon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.